What's up, everybody? This is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
DC Hendrix.
We're coming to you live from the Kaida Lounge right now.
Hey, Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year, fellas, man. Usually I try to do all the naming and stuff, but I don't got my script on me, so I'm going to freestyle it like usual. So, yeah, welcome to the WrestleHolics Podcast, man. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms and let's get the podcast started.
Let's go.
I made it easy.
Let's go.
Man, we into a new year, man.
New year, new me.
I'm going to say apologize. Oh, my God.
Here we go.
I'm going to apologize because we were supposed to record last week.
Yep. And the week before.
Yeah, yep. Man. It's just like life happens, man. Y'all got to understand, we are a podcaster with jobs, hey, two of them with kids.
Yeah. Mom with cancer.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. We just gonna put it all out, man, there. It's 2026, bro.
Man, he said we're going to start dark.
Nah, my mom's doing better though. She's you know.
You start off with that.
Well, they took her off chemo because they think that her cancer's gone, but they're still putting her on chemo. So she was like, "Yeah."
See, so I don't like people like Manny sometimes. You know? You just gotta start dark just to just to mess up with everybody. Hey. Like, oh, ooh. No, but she good though. Why do you start with that? Or somewhere that led on to right there.
Hey.
You got this all. So I'm like, I'm about to go take another shot real quick for you.
Can't give you dessert before dinner.
Oh, man, no, damn. Bro. I'm fat. I gotta give me the dinner now. I mean, the dessert.
Real quick.
DC, you good, baby?
Hey, it's the darkest before the light.
Oh, fine. I respect it, man.
Nah.
Hey, well, just talk about 2025 real quick. I mean,
yes, sir. Best of 2025. Hey, wrestling. We had a big year, y'all.
Let's start off with January 2025.
Yeah.
We went to WrestleCon.
Yeah.
We got to meet Dave LaGreca.
We did.
We got to meet RVD.
Yes,
we got
sir.
To meet Chavo Guerrero.
Yes,
we got
sir.
To meet Rikishi.
Yep.
Drew got to do a certain pose with the Godfather.
Yes, sir. Smoke you it know? Up one time.
Right. It was a blast. DC got to go to the Royal Rumble and represent the WrestleHolics there.
Man.
You know,
got to interview Kennedy.
Yeah, got to interview Kennedy.
Ken Anderson. Yes, sir.
Some more highlights. We got to interview.
I give myself credit, too, for starting his own podcast because he started almost right after that.
Literally. And you got to be his bodyguard.
I was his bodyguard.
And you got to be his bodyguard.
I had to escort him through the hallway and through the crowd. That was fun.
I'll never forget that moment only because I was wearing the headphones before he did the Mr. Kennedy. And I wasn't thinking of it. So I was like, man, maybe I should take these headphones off. Mr. When I tell you, I almost cussed during that process. I'm going to say, shit, dude, come on. Heads up on that, bro.
And everybody in the hallway walking past.
I like that part.
He was trying to be so discreet about it, and then he said them, Mr. I was like, oh, here we go.
I don't know. We just start seeing people, more and more people walk past us. I'm like, oh, crap. We might have an interaction. We should have set up a table right there, actually.
Yeah. Right? I mean, we could have tried.
We started the year off with a bang, though.
Yes, we did.
We did a lot last year. We went to a couple different wrestling shows. Of course, we went to Midwest Wrestling Combat.
Yes, yep, sir. Yep. Shout out to the boys.
Shout out to the boys. Got another show coming up. Couple shows coming up.
Yeah. We just had Alexander S. Kirk in the studio today, you know, talking shop,
real quick.
You know, chopping it up with him.
Yep.
Shout out to the boys, you know.
Big announcements coming soon.
From Oh, yeah.
I will say one thing about them in this whole process, well, just going to their shows, I was like, okay, they really have, like, legit shows compared to some of the stuff we've been able to see.
Oh, yeah.
Exposed to. Yes. Let's just put it that way.
Yes.
Things we've been exposed to.
Yes. We've been to a lot of different areas in the last year, so to see how they run their stuff is let me say this. I appreciate them a lot.
They're very professional. Like they have a script. They have an itinerary. They have it broken down to timestamps on how they want things to be ran. Even before not to pull back the, you know, or expose the fourth wall or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, just the production of everything is beautifully done. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to all those guys, Alexander S. Kurt, Anthony Toatele, Eric Surge, Jacob Braun.
I was waiting on it.
Yeah, buddy.
Boy.
My boy, Jacob Braun.
They also, we just give him the big ups on this podcast.
Oh, yeah, you know, he is the biggest winner of 2025. Never cheats, wins clean.
Wow, that's crazy.
Shout out my boy, Jacob Braun.
He lost the match last year that we went to.
That wasn't his fault.
Lost again.
That wasn't his fault.
He lost twice.
It was Cecil's fault.
At both shows. He lost the singles match.
The second time the ref fast counted.
Nah. I suppose.
I suppose.
Nah, look, I don't get it.
Hey, just so you know,
sometimes
Jacob,
you're just that good.
Yeah.
That you look good even in defeat.
Jacob Braun, Jacob if you Braun need a lawyer, oh my reach God. Out to me.
That is Jacob crazy. Braun is that.
It was a big year though, y'all. Before we, I know we got a lot to get into. Best matches.
Yep.
We're looking back at our favorite matches, feuds, favorite moments, man and women wrestler of the year.
Shotzi Blackheart
giving out those WrestleHolic awards. Before we get to that though, I just want to reflect real quick. I didn't realize how big of a year I had. As well, like I was going through like my pictures, like seeing everybody post their like best of 2025 and stuff, and I'm like, damn, I did go to the Royal Rumble. I thought the Royal Rumble was so long ago. I thought that was like 2024.
No, this year?
We've been watching you, man. Yeah, just letting you know.
It felt so long ago though. Like the Royal Rumble, like that whole thing. Feel like it, I mean, it has been a year now. I guess,
officially been a year now, but it does seem like, man, 2 years ago.
It was. Yeah. It's wild to think that, you know, 2 years ago, around this time, y'all brought me in.
Yeah,
that's right,
man.
You know?
And it's only went up.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Only went up.
Happy anniversary.
Then. Happy anniversary.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm the only one that remembered that, but whatever. You know.
Yeah, we definitely don't remember anniversary.
Bro, we don't even remember when we started, bro.
I don't even know my own relationships.
I mean, DC
alone.
Had a baby this year, didn't he?
I did.
Dang. Oh my God.
Look, he's talking about the Royal Rumble and all the thing, all of his accolades. This man had a child.
I did.
During the whole process.
Yeah.
Of this.
I did. In May, a little bit. Honestly, so I went to Backlash in St. Louis in May. Mm-hmm. And then the next week, my daughter was born.
Oof.
The following week after Backlash.
And what would you would have done if she was like, you would have got the call like, hey, yo, she about to be born right now. Would you stay at the show?
Would you stay and see John Cena or would you go to your kid?
I go to my kid. But, I mean, St. Louis is 6 hours away. Like, I mean, it's not like I'm going to be able to make it. But luckily, she was being induced.
Gotcha.
So it was a process that she got to choose. Hey, so she chose to wait until I got back.
That's nice. My pops was at a Detroit Pistons game when I was being born.
Damn.
Yes. Damn. Yeah. It was all right. I was the second kid.
He wasn't the first born kid.
I could have did that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, had a kid. I went to Backlash. It feels like, you know, because we do, like you said, we do so many different things. We do so much work. Like, I didn't even realize it was my biggest year in wrestling. Like, it really was very quietly. Like, I didn't even realize it. Like, I went to Royal Rumble.
Yep,
I went to Backlash's media, got to see John Cena, get that whole backstage ordeal, and then I got to go to Wrestle Dream.
Yep.
I did all three of those last year.
And you interviewed, you did interview, dang, what's his name? It was at Backlash.
Oh, yeah, I got to ask Jacob Fatu a question.
Yep.
Oh, it was Jacob. I don't know why I thought it was
Jacob Fatu. Yep. And then at AEW Wrestle Dream, I got to ask Tony Khan a question. So, yeah, 2025 for me, very quietly. The biggest year. So.
The funny thing is I did have a few of your interviews in my phone just for memory. But, hey, listen, I got a lot of storage. I ain't got that much storage in my phone.
Right.
You know I got it in mind. Man, so,
definitely proud of you.
He got to interview his favorite wrestler, too.
Mm.
RVD. Or you got to meet him.
You got to meet RVD.
Meet RVD at WrestleCon. Yeah, it's been an interview. Kennedy, who was also one of my favorites.
Right.
So, yeah, quietly, 2025 was definitely, it just felt like so much happened. And like you said, having my daughter, I mean, that obviously overshadows everything. So, yeah, very, very big year, though, 2025. Right. And us as a pod, too. Like, when, you know, when one of us does stuff, we all do it. It's all of us. So,
I mean, y'all went through a very, very crazy time with me as well, this 2025, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of life changes with me.
Yeah.
You know, got to spread my wings a lot more. I got to meet Rikishi, got to meet Chavo, you know, got to do a lot of things that I never got to do before. And, you know,
and it's only getting better. Talk to Rikishi and Chavo for like 10 minutes.
Each? Yeah. Yep. You know, I got called Oos by Rikishi.
Yeah.
You know,
2025, y'all. It was a good one, but 2026, I think, is going to be our best year yet.
No, for sure. I take in a lot of stuff with that. Like, I think, like y'all interviewed this person, you got to meet this person, talk to them. I look at just the progress and everything, because, like, when I came up to D.C. even just to make up this podcast, like, listen, there wasn't no big vision of it. It was just like, hey, let's just start this and see where it goes. So just to see the progress of just y'all and just see the growth of the podcast, like we mention this all the time with Twitter. Like, we get an average views of 250 every stream. So I was like, I can't even imagine. Now, I know some people was like, oh, 250, the big streamer, oh, that's cute.
Right.
But to us, like, yo, that's big for us compared to all the things we've done in the last 3 years. So I love this process, man. I love this podcast. And just, I guess, more success for us.
Hey, low-key, it's going to sound really, really small and minuscule, but my highlight of 2025 was... We did our last show with Midwest Wrestling Combat. Mm-hmm. I got asked for a photo to take with a fan.
Let's go.
It sounds real like petty, but you know, to do what I'm doing for the first time, you know, the announcing and stuff, and then for fans to come up and be like, hey, can I get a photo with you? Mm-hmm. I feel like I made it.
It's the real
kind of like, cool. How we talked about previously, Drew, with you making it to states for football and being able to be on the field and photograph. Being at that show, I mean, that show from beginning to end, it was amazing. The matches were great. The crowd was great. You know, shout out Thomas Heim for being a phenomenal interview, which unfortunately we lost, but we have to get him on the show because that man is a heat-seeking missile. And you know, and then having a fan walk up and be like, "Hey, can I get a photo with you?" Oh, absolutely.
It means everything.
And I had the dopest blue suit on.
Yeah. Here you go. With the
damn I think a big one for me too. A big one for me too. Like I'm not as big as Manny having people asking me for pictures or nothing. But Chris Van Fleet knew who I was, so I'll take that one.
All right, so DC, you lied. I'm happy he said that.
Wait, what?
Because I'm going to always bring up the time I was with DC.
Oh, man. That old. Nah, man. That's old.
Hey, is that DC Hendrix?
That's old, though.
You know,
that's old.
I love DC, but I know he hates the story.
That's so old.
Because I'll never forget we was at the ticket. And I was already giving him hell before this podcast or anything. Like, just messing with him. But when that dude went up to me, he was like, hey, is that DC Hendrix? First of all, I wanted to cuss him out.
Right.
I wanted to cuss the dude out. I'm like, man, you don't go talk to this dude. It's not like he's far away from me. He's right here by me. So, yo, is that DC Hendrix? Yeah. Okay, hey, DC. Man, I should have tripped this dude in front of me. DC is pissed.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, this is a good 3-4 years ago.
Longer than that. That was before April.
Was it?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What?
Man, I've been with April for 6 years.
Oh, it can't be that old. I got to retrace that.
Yeah, that was old.
Oh.
Not 2025 like Manny.
So. Right.
Facts, facts.
No, I, you know, we're talking about all this stuff that happened, right? Mm-hmm. We did interviews. We got to meet wrestlers.
We did.
Y'all, we interviewed Mick Foley at Parkview Field.
Hey.
Who did?
Ooh. Oh, I interviewed Mick Foley at Parkview Field. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, no, that was definitely a dope experience. I don't think nobody really.
Oh, we got to meet Jerry Lawler.
Yeah.
See? Oh, so, we had Shotzi Blackheart.
So we had Shotzi on the pod.
Jesus, we are a very humble group. We are very humble.
Yeah, we had a good year.
The Mick Foley one, that was, I won't say it was emotional or anything for me. It was like the part of, well, yeah, I was happy for Manny on that.
Absolutely.
But I think the most of, like, it was random. He's like, hey, Booby Miles. I said, uh-oh. Wait, he just called me Booby? My nickname?
He called you Booby.
Yes, I said, yo, I made it. I made it.
Made it. But the biggest part of that? Remember he recognized us from WrestleCon?
Yes, he did.
That was kind of crazy.
That was crazy.
I was like, wait.
He's like, weren't you guys at WrestleCon?
Oh, man.
Like, what? Like, oh, okay.
The biggest flex out of that whole day, he did not want to leave our interview.
He did not.
Yes.
No. He was like, I'd rather stay here and kick it with you guys.
Yep.
But I got to go in here and do this meet and greet.
And I think that's the only thing I regret is us leaving early as we did. But it was a Friday, a hot summer.
Yeah.
It was like, man, he going to be in there for a long time. We ain't going to be able to get that access with him.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the people at the 10 Caps even giving us that opportunity.
Yeah. Same with the Cubs, too, with Jerry Lawler.
Yeah.
South Bend Cubs. Yep. They gave us that hookup and gave us a little while with Jerry.
Yes. So let me say this. It's my fault that the interview didn't get posted because I had it in my SD card, and I deleted it by accident.
Wow.
Yeah.
It happens.
So, but yeah, shit happens, man. Life of a videographer. Right. That's right. Learning lesson for me.
We got to meet him. We talk shop with him.
I don't get to tell, like, so people know he had a stroke. Yeah. And my father had went through one a couple of years back.
Yeah.
So just hearing his process, and it was like made me comfortable. And just DC got to interview him, but it was just like me like listening to him. Like, man, this is crazy.
Yeah.
You don't know how somebody doing until
till you know.
Yeah. Yep.
So yeah, we had a good year, y'all.
Dave LaGreca.
Yeah, Dave LaGreca came on. That's
actually my favorite one.
Yeah, we really are a humble group of podcasters. We're naming off all these people that we've interviewed.
Like I said, I don't think we're that humble. I just think we do so many things outside of this that we forget sometimes what we do. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we all got jobs, we all got families, we got a lot on a daily basis that we do.
DC runs another podcast. Two podcasts. I'm a ring announcer.
I think I'm about to do another
podcast. Well-renowned videographer, you know.
I don't want to talk about it. I get too emotional in my own life.
I know, man. But you know, I'm blessed and honored to, you know, have spent another year with you guys, and just after the meeting we had tonight.
Yeah.
And 2026 is only going to be insane.
Crazy.
Oh, no, I'm not.
But before we go to 2026, you know, we got to look back.
Yes, sir.
We got to go back to 2025. We got to talk about our favorite wrestlers, best moments, best feuds, man and woman wrestler of the year. Let's start off with that. Why don't we?
Male
wrestler of the year.
Who's going first? We going rock, paper, scissors, or should I just...
Go ahead.
Tell you why Dominic Mysterio, Dominic Guerrero, is the best wrestler of 2025.
I was going to say you got people asking you for pictures, but I regret letting you go first.
Yes. I will stand on this soapbox and say...
Out of all the male wrestlers, you pick Dominic Mysterio.
I officially apologize for ever hating on Dominic Guerrero all of 2024. Because... 2025, this man transcended wrestling, and he is the greatest luchador to ever grace the squared circle, and that is including Eddie Guerrero.
Okay.
He was the Triple A Mega Campeón.
Oh, he speaks Spanish now?
He beat...
Yeah, that's a trip.
He beat Never Seen 17 for the Intercontinental title.
He did.
You know, we're not going to point out that he had help, but, you know, he beat him nonetheless. He is the leader of the greatest faction of 2025, the Judgment Day. And mind you, he has the sickest mullet all of the world. Dominic Guerrero.
So much wrong with what you just said. I don't even know where to start.
Triple A Campeón.
We need some captions on this podcast.
Hey, Jeremy Hadley, I do speak Spanish.
Yes. Oh, man. All right, so I'm not going to lie. It's hard for me to pick one. And as much as I want to pick Dominic, I might surprise y'all by my answer. I might be transferring. Ooh. Not transferring. No. No, it's not Cody Rhodes. No, it's
thank
not
God.
Cody. Might be someone on the AEW side.
Ooh.
You gonna say Swerve?
Hangman.
Oh!
Hangman Adam Page.
I love it.
I never thought.
I love it. Hangman, he low key Adam carried AEW.
Yeah, he did.
Low key carried AEW. And
like I said, I don't watch a lot of AEW, but I know when I see AEW, I see this man's face a lot. And trust me, I wanted to say Swerve as well, but Swerve didn't have that many matches this year.
He was hurt.
And the one was with Adam Page, and Adam Page burned his house down.
Like, I love that rivalry for some reason. It's like, they don't go too far with what they do. I mean, AEW, they do go too far.
They go way too far.
But then it was balanced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got Darby Allin matches, and then you have Adam Page matches.
Exactly. Like, oh my God. I was telling these dudes earlier, it's like, it's hard for me to watch a Darby Allin match because it's like, dude, you're purposely hurting yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I don't get it. It's too much for me. Even with him and I was like, thank God him and John Moxley don't got another match. Like, John just John just don't care about
so us. I gotta stop letting Drew go first.
Did he take yours?
He took mine.
Dang.
Oh, yes.
Mine was Hangman Adam Page as well. I just think the way he carried that company when, I know when he first won the title, people were like, I don't know about this. Like, I don't know. Maybe he'll have it for a little bit and he'll lose it. But he carried AEW.
I liked it.
And I'll tell you when he won me over. October, Wrestle Dream in St. Louis. I got to see Adam Page and Samoa Joe. Mm. Banger. Banger. And his aura is on another level. It like, he already had aura, but him having that title gave him even more. This past year has done him wonders, and I think has elevated him to the top of not only the company, but in the world. Mm-hmm. Hangman Adam Page is my man, Wrestler of the Year.
Unfortunately, I'll take it.
He won me over. He won me over. It was hard, though, because I wanted to go John Cena.
Ooh.
I wanted to.
And that's why I was like, yo, like, let's be honest, WWE don't have the Wrestler of the Year, in my opinion.
I don't think so either. If I was to pick someone from WWE, honestly, it probably would be Dominic.
Yeah, that's really, because
it would probably be Dominic or maybe CM Punk. CM Punk had a big year.
He did, but it's like, it's kind of like how they scripted it. It was like, it's kind of weird for me to explain.
I definitely wouldn't pick Cody.
It was
Cody. I know a lot of people pick Cody, but I don't, I'm good on Cody.
No, that's being biased. Let's be honest. Yeah. Like I said, I love Cody Rhodes and friend, but I also be honest.
Damn. All right, so the one I think we're going to be different everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
Female Wrestler of the Year.
Yeah. Ooh.
Drew, you go first on this one.
Oh, that's messed up.
Honestly, we all might be in the same company, though.
I don't know.
Will we?
Maybe.
I'll go first.
Are you sure?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, all right. I'll go first. Okay, I'll go. Manny, I'm going to go second.
2025, it's Mercedes Moné. She didn't lose a title. So.
Anyways, I got to go. I'll talk to y'all later.
Kiss my ass.
End of the year. She didn't lose a title until the end of the year.
Let me take off this recording.
She lost six titles in a span of 3 weeks.
But she still got 20.
Oh, my God.
And that's what pissed me off right there, though. No, for real, like, that's what pissed me off. She got 20 titles. What was she supposed to do?
She had 13.
She don't have nothing else to prove to me. Great matches all around. Feuds may not be the greatest, but her matches, she can go with anyone. She has proven that in her matches, she can wrestle with anyone. I mean, she wrestled Larkin.
I should have went first.
That one match was wild, by the way.
And made that match look good.
Yeah.
And made it entertaining. Like, she can do that stuff. She goes on the indie scene. She's on AEW every week. Mercedes Moné, to me, is the best women's wrestler, and I think she proved it this past year. Now, she probably won't. I think she's getting ready to be on a rough patch now. Now she's starting to lose titles, including the TBS title she just lost to Willa Nightingale. I think the beginning of the end for her, as she's going to start losing some matches now, but in 2025, it was Mercedes. Nobody wrestled more. Nobody, in my opinion, wrestled better.
She did lose a match, though, before she started losing titles.
One.
Chris Statlander. I mean, she...
Yeah, one.
She, no, actually, and she lost against Toni Storm. She could never win the elusive AEW women's title.
Yep.
So...
But... I'm pretty sure I know who Mandy's going with.
Okay. I'm going to go before.
Go ahead.
I'm going with Toni Storm. Ooh, language. Yes. Yes, I'm going with Toni Storm. And that's going off of wrestling and going off of her promos. It's like every time you put her on TV, I'm watching. It's not just to look at her. It's just like, yo, she is very good at what she does. Mm. AEW is her home. As much as I would love to see her as a wrestler.
I just feel like when Mercedes, if they both walk in the room, Mercedes commands more.
I get what
you're
saying.
They both walk in the room, Mercedes is getting way more attention.
I think
she's a bigger star.
I think Toni Storm,
especially after 2025, I think Mercedes is just slightly above her. If I was the only other person that I would go with,
he's really arguing this.
No, I'm listening. Yeah.
Chris Statlander was the one I almost picked.
That's not a bad choice.
Yeah, when Drew's done, I'm going to give my case. Because obviously, with my response on Drew's pick, we all know. So,
like Toni Storm, I feel like she done great with promos. Yeah. And then when you speak about Mercedes Moné just walking up to the ring. I mean, not walking to the ring, but walking to a room. I still feel like Tony could do that same thing, but with a promo, though. So I feel like if they go against each other one-on-one, yeah. Tony going to win that.
She's a better character.
Yes. Yeah.
Tony has a better character.
Like, I was talking about ripping off tits.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. It's just like how she delivers her promos is great. Her
promos are definitely better.
Because I think if I heard someone else do the stuff she does, I'd be like, man, that shit is corny.
I definitely give her best character. But in terms of wrestling ability in ring, to me, it's night and day between those two.
Manny?
Name a wrestler that can pull a Tropic Thunder Robert Downey Jr. Tony Storm.
I mean.
Timeless Tony Storm.
Okay.
Played herself.
Facts.
And then flipped script and told the crowd that she was acting as Tony Storm from WWE going into AEW. She killed that promo. She killed that whole feud with FKA Mariah May. She made Mariah May who Blake Monroe is today. She has elevated every woman that she has had a feud with. Not just taking titles from everyone. She has, every feud that she has been in AEW, she has elevated that woman.
Okay, first of all, at what point does she stop being penalized for doing something that she's booked to do? Second of all, again, we're talking promos, not wrestling ability. We're talking character. I agree that her character is better, but all of it combined, it's Mercedes Moné.
You don't think Blake Monroe isn't a better wrestler because of her and Tony Storm's matches?
No, I never thought Blake Monroe was a good wrestler.
I think Blake Monroe's gotten a hell of a lot better when compared to when she was Mariah May. I think Mina Shirakawa was a great wrestler, but I think, you know, she benefited from wrestling with Tony Storm.
DC is not going.
Nah.
It's so funny, too, because DC picked the one wrestler that up until this 13 title steal that she was on, I was actually behind. Mm. And then I just fell off.
All the titles.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to pick her.
I didn't either.
I was going to pick her? No. Yeah, I think for me it was easy.
I thought I seen The Rock with that belt.
Here's the wild thing, though, is like I mentioned, Woman of the Year is not in WWE.
Nope. Again, mm-hmm. man or woman.
I'm like my man. Yeah,
that's true.
Well, technically he's CMLL.
That's right. Because
he's the triple A mega campeón. So
what about matches? I think this is where it gets hard because there's so many.
Yes.
Yep. No, I'll go first again.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I honestly think the AEW Men's World Championship between Swerve and Adam Page was a banger.
Yep.
Match of the year for me.
Dang.
I mean, the storytelling leading up, lighting Swerve's childhood home on fire, lit the fire under Swerve, and they built that match so beautifully, and it was executed with the chef's kiss at the end of it.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave it at that because that's my match of the year.
All right. So, since you mentioned that one, I damn it, that was a good match. I mean, that was a good story in general. Mine would be Cody Rhodes versus shut up, DC. Shut up. Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens.
Yeah. That was a good one.
I was at that.
Because that match, if you go back to look at it, or even you looking at it for the first time, you'd be like, yo, is Kevin dead?
That ladder spot?
Yeah, that was like one time where I'm just like, that was where my heart was beating. I was like, God, let him be okay, man. Like, I hope that, like, how he was positioned in the ladder, and then heck, we really ain't seen him since then, to be honest.
I remember when that spot happened, we all got into the group chat and said the same exact thing at the same exact time. Did Kevin Owens just die?
I'm just like, and Cody's just right there holding the belts. I'm like, I don't know how to feel about this right now. I don't know if I should be like, go Cody, or like, yo, someone check on him.
Hey, y'all heard us in the crowd. Like,
yeah.
We didn't know what to do either.
Yeah, man. I mean, I thought we was getting dark hair Cody at that time.
And then also, you got to think, I seen the ref throw up the X, too, and I'm like, oh, my God. Then you got Sami Zayn over here just panicking. I'm like, yo, what's going on?
I really thought Kevin Sammy died.
Kevin was good, too. Man. Yeah. You mentioned it.
Which one?
The non-sanctioned match?
Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Oh, non-sanctioned match?
That match was scary, too.
That was banger, too.
Yep. The women's Money in the Bank match.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I mean, mine was Adam Page and Swerve. That's right. Who I picked. We're still waiting on Drew's pick.
No, mine was Cody Rhodes and Kevin.
Okay.
Royal Rumble.
So I can't stall no more of that.
But honorable mention. My honorable mention is the women's Money in the Bank match because we had Chelsea Green is the queen of spots.
Mm.
She got thrown in a dumpster. She got pushed off of a 12-foot ladder in the ring all the way down to the floor.
That was last year.
No, that was this year.
No, that was last
Tiffany.
Year.
Was it last year? Well, still, nonetheless.
That was Tiffy last year, pretty much. This year was
Naomi.
Naomi won it this year.
Mm-hmm. That was still good for her.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even women's. All right, come on, DC.
I can't stall no more.
Nope.
All right. I'm going WrestleMania. Triple threat. Mm. Give me EO, Bianca, Rhea.
Okay.
Banger.
Yep.
Give me that one.
I'll banger. Give you that one.
Love all three of them. They all brought it.
It started the show, too.
Yep. Banger. Banger, banger, banger.
That set the tone for that night, too.
It did. It really did. And it's hard for me to pick a match over that one. Obviously, all the stuff we talked about in 2025, and I didn't mention, I got to meet EO Sky.
Oh, that's right. See? Wow. Because we've done so much.
Wow.
And like I said, it's not us being cocky or nothing like that. It's just like literally, it's just been a lot.
Didn't realize it, so I just picked that match. Yeah. Really, I really did that. But yeah, that's my match of the year. I went with the triple threat, WrestleMania.
I like that.
Yeah. So what about best feud of 2025?
I mean, I'll go again.
Okay.
And it's because it's most recent, but I think the feud between, and it's not because I picked him for male superstar of the year, but Dominic and John Cena.
Best feud?
Yeah, I loved it. Even though it was short and sweet, I loved it. Especially the ending that we got with Liv Morgan coming back and the way he won the Intercontinental title.
I feel like that's more of a moment, like great best moment of 2025.
And we got some of Dom's best mic skills through that feud, though.
See, mine is pretty much picking back off of something y'all already said, too, for mine, so...
For best for you?
Yeah.
What you got?
It got to be Swerve and Adam.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, that one was more like
you real. You could even go Adam and Ospreay.
Yep.
That's got to be up there too.
And so here's the part. I don't even like Ospreay, but I got to respect that. I got to respect that feud.
Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher.
But, ooh.
That's it. Yeah. Nah. Kyle Fletcher and Will Ospreay.
I'm going with the women again.
Yep. Mine's Kyle Fletcher and Will Ospreay.
Because this for me, so I've always been in love with her character. But in my personal opinion, this was when her character was at its best. Toni Storm, Mariah May was the best feud.
Wow, that's weird.
Best feud.
I know somebody listens to this podcast right now, like, y'all some damn traitors.
Right?
It's best feud.
What I'm saying is, we're, you know, we cover a lot of wrestling, right?
Yeah.
But who do we mainly talk about?
WWE.
And who are we mainly picking?
AEW. That's how it works. 2025 was AEW's year.
It really was.
WWE was slacking. They were focused too much on John Cena.
Yep.
And money.
Let's go.
Stop it. No, that's for this year's year in review, okay?
No, what about breakout superstar?
Javon Evans.
Ooh. Main roster now.
Yep. Javon Evans. I mean, Evans. I can't think of anyone else.
Yeah. I mean, for me... I don't know if he counts, though.
How?
No, I'm not talking about Javon Evans. I'm talking about Bron Breakker.
No, you 100% could call him. Because look at what he did on the back half of the year.
Bro, about to take the title from CM Punk. That's all I'm going to say.
Gosh, dang. This
I got Bron Breakker.
I got Javon Evans.
This one breakout sucks. Superstar.
I like Javon. Javon went off.
It was a big year.
I can't think of nobody. Like, I don't know who I really liked this year that was like a breakout.
That kind of broke out on you?
Yeah. Javon got the pat on the back from Randy Orton.
It's like for me, it's just too easy to think NXT as a breakout. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was thinking of someone on the main roster that, like, just went crazy. And, like, to me, like, I feel like Bron Breakker really like he clearly went from mid-card to main event.
Real quick.
Like in 2025, like just at the snap of a finger. And it wasn't just because of turning on Seth. I feel like he already did that before. I think that's why they had him turn on Seth.
When he broke Isho Speed in half?
Yes, bro. Like Bron Breakker for me.
I'm going to have to go Bron because like, that's the really the only option when you think about it.
Yeah.
Because like, if you look back on the year WWE.
Yeah, because you can't say like, you can't say people like Stephanie if I care. Like,
no.
Can you?
Did you notice I didn't pick her?
Yeah, like, I mean, you can't really say her as a breakout. Like,
I can't just because, or, like, how long she's been there. And
how long she's been wrestling, period.
Well, yeah.
Not even that. It's like the way they've booked her.
Yeah.
It's like they book her very safe right now. And I'm like,
hey, you leave her alone, okay?
Hey, I mean, I'm not, it's not at her. It's at the writer.
She has to be the ears for that whole relationship.
What about best moment?
Nah, mess with that one. Best moment?
Your shirt?
Heel turn?
Heel turn?
Scott?
Yep. Yeah, it really was.
Like, that honestly, I sorry. That,
no, that's AJ Lee?
No.
No?
No.
Nah, hell no.
No. John,
sorry.
John Cena turning heel was the moment of the year.
Because literally, I feel like everybody was watching that night.
Oh, yeah.
I literally, like, it wasn't even like we was expecting the heel turn. But it was just like, I don't know. We all felt like something was going to happen after that Elimination Chamber.
There was one bad spot in that moment, but we won't talk about it because, you know. Because
Travis Scott took his fucking time getting to the ring. I'm sorry for cussing. No,
it
wasn't
even Travis Scott. It was this shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like,
why are you sticking your finger in your mouth?
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne, for that.
Yeah, Dwayne.
Yeah, we ain't seen you since then.
Dwayne's bro. Rock the Johnson.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we... He might see me in public for real.
Hey, he got small, though, so you might be able to take him this time.
It's just like, bro, like you really wasted our time with that one.
And then Travis Scott went ghost because he was afraid to take a receipt.
Yep.
Not even a bump, a receipt.
So best promotion, AEW?
Hands down.
TNA?
No.
No.
AEW?
No.
You mean TN, what, how they say it? NXTNA?
Trick and A? No, I'm just playing.
Trick and A.
NXTNA?
Yeah.
Nah, I really feel like
a Ring of Honor? Came back?
No.
AEW.
AEW is hands down.
Yeah, it's going to be AEW.
And it's a cheaper promotion. Thank you, TKO.
And Tony's best booker.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That is
wild, ain't it?
Yeah, I don't want to say wild. But
I remember when Drew refused.
Shawn Michaels, though, he still had a good 2025.
Does NXT count as its own show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1A and 1B is... AEW and NXT.
Yep. I was going to say, they got to be up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we got some matches from NXT.
Yeah. So other than those, though, as we wrap up, as we look ahead to 2026. So, who do you want? Give me one, not really prediction, but one thing you want to happen in 2026 as we wrap up. One thing in wrestling that you want to happen. It could be AEW, TNA, any wrestling.
I might try to touch on everyone.
One thing you want to happen.
I want to see, for the last time, since this is going to be his last year, I want to see Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles one last time.
Ooh. I got something for like all three damn near.
Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, one more time.
Right.
I'm going to say, was that it?
Yeah, okay. That's all I care about. Because I know AJ's going out, and I hope he goes out with a bang with Samoa Joe.
A lot would have to happen for that.
Yeah, I know.
That's almost as bad as John Cena Edge. That's right. That.
One, I think, well, let me say this, AEW, just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep being consistent. Don't change
the momentum.
Yeah, y'all got it. Y'all don't got to do nothing extra. Y'all ain't got to bring no one extra. Like, y'all ain't got to do nothing stupid, pretty much.
You TNA, mean fish tanks?
Yep. TNA. I really wish they would lean more towards the actual TNA roster when it comes up to opportunities. Quit giving NXT people
titles.
It's really messing me up because like I feel like y'all catering to any WWE people now.
Yep.
I'm like, nah, this ain't what AJ Styles built for y'all to come over here and take y'all stuff.
Because that is the house that AJ built.
Yeah. And then WWE is like, hey, y'all got to be better with the storytelling, the long-term storytelling. We've been saying that all year.
Yeah,
like that's what I would want to see from just all those three companies.
Random. Was AJ Francis interview this year? I know we met him at
it was right at the end of 2024. Yeah,
because we met him at WrestleCon. We had already done the interview. So
y'all met him.
I was random.
y'all met him. I ain't
I'm gonna book him again in person. I don't know. I mean, the thing I wanted to happen already happened. Carmelo Hayes.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it happened at the end of the year out of nowhere. Oh, I'll take it. Let's go. United States Championship, baby.
And he beat Ilya Dragunov.
Beat Ilya Dragunov, the person he couldn't never beat in NXT.
No, he beat him. Mm-mm. I thought he beat him for Dragunov the North America.
Belt for him.
Oh, that's right. He,
and Ilya, he got a rematch him. And lost again.
Yeah.
So yeah, finally got that lick back. Melo don't miss, baby.
That's I'm ready for Trick Melo game.
So I got to pick something else though. I love what they're doing with Trick right now, by the way. They're making Trick look, Brad, he's going to be bigger than Melo. He's going to be bigger
than Melo. That's the crazy thing, though.
It is. But they already got him looking like, look, he the top draft. Like, Brad, he the top. Like, he going both Raw and SmackDown. He like, look. He went to SmackDown. I was like, hey, Raw already offered me the bag. You going to match or not? Like, they got Trick, bro. He looking, I love what they're doing. I just wanted to say that. But other than that, bro, they got to... They have to fix. WWE has to fix what they did with Julia. Got to fix it.
I knew he was going to bring that up.
Got to fix
it. But he's right, though. Like,
yeah. Got to fix it.
Because
she is way too good to be doing this.
So I seen something on the old interwebs. Remove Julia from Kiana James or whatever her name is.
Kiana James is
and
bad.
And put her with her original mentor.
Okay.
Put her with Asuka.
Yeah, I like that, actually.
Could you imagine Julia, like Asuka, and Kairi Sane?
Kind of like that. But the reason they put her with Kiana is because Kiana could talk. That's Kiana's strength. Kiana is good on the mic. She's just not as good in the ring. So it's a balance.
Is she even good in the ring?
No, I said Kiana. Is who good in the ring?
Kiana?
No, I said, that's why I said.
I never
she's
seen her.
Good on the mic.
You said she's not as good. You said as good. No, yeah. She's not good.
I mean, she's a professional wrestler, so she has to be somewhat serviceable.
She was a professional athlete before she was a wrestler.
I agree.
Fine, man. Let's get to the real point, fellas. Man, I've been drooling on her that's for a couple
one,
weeks now.
That's my one thing, though, man. They got to fix Julia. They definitely buried her with this title run. It started off hot. And then it just went straight ice cold. So
I was very confused with it because, like, just listening off of y'all had so, like, y'all talk very highly of her. So when I don't see it, I'm like, wait a minute, man. Like, I was expecting a lot more from just the conversation we had.
Oh, yeah.
But then we also watching everything in real time. You're like, damn, they don't really do too much with her. She just walked to the ring with the title. And y'all,
like, remember, think back, y'all. Remember we went to the NXT debut on the CW.
She how was popping.
Bro, she remember how big she,
yeah,
like,
you
see what I'm saying?
Like, that was last year.
That was like, yeah. So, yeah, like, but just think of how big she was, and then you give her the SmackDown,
and she,
this is it.
Yep.
Like, what are we doing?
That's kind of like when they brought in, now I'm gonna preface this with, I'm going to use her previous name, but when they brought in Delta, and now she's a sidekick, Azaria?
Yeah. Exactly.
For Sol Ruka?
As big as she was when she came in.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to, they're getting ready to get that to that, though.
Man, I can't wait.
They've been building
it
for a minute. I know. I'm waiting. Been waiting too long, but they're getting there. Yeah, that's another thing. That's another thing to look forward to.
We got a lot of stuff to look forward to in 2026.
Let's go.
Oh, yes, sir.
Your boy, the ring announcer, will bring you all of the news. These guys, too, but whatever.
Wow.
If that wasn't, I'm David Ruffin and these are the Temptations.
Yeah, man.
This is. I am Manny Talamantes, and these are the WrestleHolics.
Bro, we could drop him anytime. I'm about sick of this dude, man. Well, listen, man.
At least I ain't got merch yet.
Y'all, we want to say thank you for watching and listening to the WrestleHolics, man. Me and DC, we either going to change the name of this show or we just going to kick Manny off. Yeah,
we're starting the new year off with a bang.
Enter Carlos.
Oh, my God. y'all let that Carlos thing go for almost a whole year. But no, we definitely appreciate everybody for listening. Definitely just thank y'all for just supporting us this whole time. It's almost 3 years of the podcast.
This is year three. We start year three. Well, at least with me.
No, year three of it, man. I just can't stop telling people my appreciation. Should be more from us this upcoming year. I'm going to get better at the social media thing, at least with the videos. I'm sorry, man. I blew up this year, y'all.
Right. I got to post on social media.
Nah, but, man, definitely thank y'all. Got anything else to say before we leave?
Appreciate y'all. Just keep following. Keep liking, subscribing, watching, listening in. It's going to get, I know I said this last year, and it proved to be true, but it's going to get even crazier this year.
Well, man, we appreciate y'all listening to the Wrestle Hollis podcast. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms, and we're going to be typing in with y'all soon, man. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
Dixie Hendricks.
And we'll get back with y'all.